Hey, Peter Howard here from the Dynasty Crossroads Show. Do you find yourself thinking about nerds? Do you want to beat nerds all the time? Do you sometimes...
I don't know, whatever Dynasty Outhouse would say, listen to the Dynasty Crossroads, I hope you beat the nerds. Let's go.
Yeah! Chicken or crow, crossing
the... Let the games begin! Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
All right, welcome in to Dynasty Game Night. I am John Bosch. I am bringing you in tonight, but I'm not hosting tonight. Tonight, we have another guest host. Yes, all we do is guest hosts on Dynasty Game Night. It's great. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to that Dynasty Game Night host for tonight, Nathan Powell. Thank you, as always, for hosting. Tell them who you've got competing tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I always love to be the host, especially because I mentioned last week that I haven't won since the very first episode of this podcast. So, you're always the winner when you're the host. That is one advantage. Or you're the loser because you spent the most time on the podcast.
You can't lose. You cannot lose when you host. I've tried, but you cannot lose.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's been some losing performances, like some bad clues or...
Probably.
All right, so I'm hoping I don't lose today. And Russell, Clay, before we start the game, anything you need to plug before we get started?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Russell Clay, by the way.
Absolutely. I'd like to plug the commissioner aura that's surrounding this podcast right now. All my commissioners, I feel like, are in this podcast right now. So,
and Ryan McDowell's backstage.
Clay came on to kick all of our asses at Dynasty Game Night.
And, no, but I'm happy to be on here tonight. Thanks for inviting me.
All righty. So... as always, we have the name game that we'll be playing first, and then we have Apex Predator, and we have, and for those that don't know, Apex Predator is the game I came up with where it's basically, it's a list of a certain thing, and we go around and whoever can name the most from the list wins that topic, essentially. And then we have Fake News. I'm not sure if you guys have played this recently.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
We do have an edition of Fake News, the fun topic, but we'll go over that when we get to that point. So
that is a classic. We have not played Fake News in forever.
All right. So introducing the name game. It is the first game of tonight. You get 3 points for getting the answer with no clue, 2 points for getting the answer with one clue, and 1 point for getting the answer with two clues. That's some math for you here, kids. The theme of tonight's name game is brand mascots, not brands, but brand mascots. So if you're thinking of Frosted Flakes, it wouldn't be Frosted Flakes. It would be Tony the Tiger.
Damn it. I just literally wrote down Tony the Tiger because I was the only brand mascot I could think of. I was going to try and start thinking of clues that would go with Tony the Tiger. I crossed that off now because he gave it away.
When I just never studied, and then I find out there was a quiz that day. So let's go. I'm ready.
Now, I will say that some of the clues I wrote for this are not the typical way that the clues are written. So we'll see how that goes. And if the hints are needed, then they'll be needed. But I think it's more fun this way. and we do have a name game twist. So for the final category, the final question, it will be Final Jeopardy style, where you will be able to wager how many points you have left.
And
you will write your answer on. I will say that it is the hardest one, so you probably won't. You'll be able to do your wager after hearing the question, but I'm guessing we won't have very many high wagers, but we'll see.
Before the question, wow.
Okay. No, you put your wager after you hear the question.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I meant to say. But that seems way easier than Jeopardy, so I'm excited about it.
Okay, here we go. All right. So our first clue prompt is pasta in a can, and offside defensive end.
Defensive end? What?
Wait, do we go in order?
Yes.
Did you give us a division or anything?
Nope.
Aren't you kind of supposed to?
I mean, I can if that's where we need to go, then.
What kind of defensive end are we looking at?
An offside defensive end.
Like, he's called for offsides a lot? I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have no idea what offside defensive end means.
You're messing with the format, Nathan.
All right. You guys ruined everything. Okay.
No, give us the division.
Well, I don't know. If you want to keep rolling this way, just give us the clues that you're thinking. But No.
Hold on one second.
I've got the because
I gotta confirm that it's in the do-do-do.
Wait, I think I have a guess, actually.
I have a guess, but I don't even know if he's a defensive
end. I'm gonna say Chef Boy R. D. Ford.
Correct.
Nice. All right.
That was not mine. I was gonna go with DeMarcus something.
3 points for Matt.
Wow. Nice
job, Matt.
I'm gonna get annihilated. Okay.
who is D. Ford?
He was the guy who was offsides and gave the Patriots the AFC Championship.
Oh, you actually did mean like offsides as in the penalty. Okay.
I didn't remember that, but I remember the player's
name. I thought like offsides was a descriptor of the defensive style or something. Like offset, you know? I'm like, okay, maybe.
Tackle eligible.
Outside linebacker. I've heard of that. Offside? Okay. No idea. Weak side, right. Backside.
Yeah. All right, Nathan.
All right, 3 points for Matt. Next one. He loves to make you smile while catching passes from Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Make you smile?
Yeah, I'm not getting that part. I'm
guessing that's the brand that we should know.
Oh, I'm close. It's in here. It's in here.
It's in here. I'm pretty sure I have the player, but I don't.
Ooh.
He'll make you smile?
He loves to make you smile while catching passes from Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
He loves to make you smile. I'm going to need a hint about the brand, I think. Unless you guys have a guess.
I mean, there's lots of wide receivers that caught touchdowns from those two. So.
It's in here somewhere. But
do you know the brand, John?
No idea. Not a clue.
The first hint for the brand would be fast food conglomerate.
Oh, Matt.
Go.
Ronald McDonald Driver.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that really a slogan for
McDonald's? We love to make you smile.
That was because he's a clown.
No.
I had no idea.
We love to make you smile.
I thought it was I'm loving it or some shit.
I mean, confirmed
I'm loving it.
But maybe we love to make you smile was their slogan when Donald Driver was a player.
When Sterling Sharp was,
Sterling Sharp was the first answer I actually wrote down. I was like, wait, no, not
Sterling Sharp didn't play with Aaron Rodgers.
I know, no, of course he didn't.
You know how
I said make you smile?
Loses the host.
What's
I think
that?
We're putting that to the test. You couldn't lose as the host. I kind of think we're on the right path now.
No, these have been good clues. I don't know what you're talking about. You guys got them on zero clues and one clue so far.
Nathan's winless streak is continuing.
All right, here we go. This one is more traditional. Fruity cereal and AFC East QB.
Doug Fruity Loops? Russ?
No. Okay. Russell, we're gonna peel it back.
Keep and that let in. You know don't cut that.
No, we won't. We don't cut anything here because I don't edit it. But I will say, if I'm giving a more traditional thing, you can kind of assume that it's present day.
And also, the answer goes in the order that he reads the clues.
Fruity cereal and AFC East QB.
I must not know. Oh, wait. No. I'm going to need a hint about there's too many fruity cereals, man. And I don't know the name of like a couple of those. It's not, it's not the one that I thought it was.
I was going to give a hint, but I immediately realized that it was a terrible hint. so I'm going to give too good of a hint here. Loops,
Matt.
Ooh,
Toucan Sam Darnold.
Oh, Matt just take. Okay, I guess Matt said
I wasn't sure who said it.
I thought he looked at me and I had it first.
He looked at you. He looked at me.
Hold on, Russell. My brain was not working. Who got it
he
first?
He looked at the camera. We're all looking right back at him.
Did anyone know who got that?
I like that claim, Matt.
You're going to listen back and it's going to be me. But
okay, all right.
So it's going to be me, Russ.
What's the answer, Matt?
Toucan Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Correct.
Of course, Nathan has the Sam Darnold answer. As soon as he said AFC East, I was like, it's got to be Sam.
I was like, Fred Flintstone? No. what the fuck is that rabbit's name?
That's what I rabbit was.
It's not Trix. Okay, wait, what's the leprechaun's name?
I thought he looked at me when he's on a one-way camera. That's the worst answer I've heard.
He made eye contact, man.
We're all literally looking at the same thing.
From now on, I will declare who got it first, and I'll be listening.
Tell you what, I've heard a lot of excuses today on the January 13th. That's a good one, Matt. You may have taken it.
I just want to say that rethinking the situation, I think John was first.
Oh, no.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen, if I lose this game by less than 3 points, we can revisit the situation. And Russ can rename the winner.
That's the problem with the double jeopardy round, is that theoretically that's worth 4 points.
Oh, I guess that's true.
All right.
But anyways, all right, let's get back on track here.
He was looking right at me.
Puffy tire person and NFC East QB.
Huffy tire?
Puffy. Puffy tire person.
Oh, Puffy, okay. NFC East QB. Current quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Matt.
Go.
Michelin Mandy Dalton?
Yes, sir. 3 points for Matt. He is running away with this. He's got six. He's got 10 points so far through the first four questions. Pretty good. Wow. Oh, wait, no. Yes. He does. Yeah, two threes and two twos. That's like, 10 points.
This is like when you watch the Dallas Cowboys run defense, and you're just like, oh, they might get 300 today. That's the defense I'm putting up right now.
Okay. All right. Next one. We'll save 15% or more on your car insurance. And NFC South tight end.
John?
Go.
Geico Geck OJ Howard?
Yes.
Nice.
Three for Joe.
Alrighty.
Say that again?
Geico Gecko. So Geico.
Is that his name?
Gecko.
Do you have a name?
The name of the Geico Gecko is Geico, the Geico Gecko.
Wow.
Geico Gecko.
I wonder if he has an in-house name. I wonder if they have like a pet name for him, like the Geico employees. They're sitting around. They call him, I don't know, Gordon.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And Super Bowl winning head coach.
Matt. Kool-Aid man, D. Reed.
Yeah, that's fast. Good job, Matt.
Oh, that's a good one. I probably could have gotten that after like 10 minutes, maybe.
Okay, we're going back into the clues where John says I'm going to lose. And this might give Russell a chance with his college background.
Oh, perfect.
Broken.
Oh, wait, who is the wide receiver that these two love that never did anything?
No, it's not that. Broken-legged Mac quarterback and cheesy snack.
Oh my God, I know the quarterback, actually.
I don't know the quarterback, but I think I know the snack.
Cheesy snack. Oh, John, this is kind of poetically, but it's Byron Leftwichester Cheeto.
I'll give it to you. It's Brian Leftwichester, the cheetah. The Cheeto is Matt.
Chester Cheetah. Oh, well, I don't think I get that.
Wow.
That's
you can't go to Chester.
Yeah, that's controversy. That's we'll what I said.
Why can't you? Leftwichester.
Because it's not the full sound is witch. Left witch. So it has to be witch. So is his name Wichester?
I had a weird. I remember.
I knew you were going to have a problem with this one, Matt. As soon as I figured it out,
it's fine. I care a lot less than I used to.
That's good.
I just had a visual of the guy, the quarterback, getting carried, but I couldn't remember if it was Roethlisberger or Leftwich, and I was like, "Well, I don't know the brand anyway, so.
Well, I guess it wasn't a leg, but what was Rivers? Was it like an ACL or something? He played in the fourth quarter of whatever. Title game. That's true.
I don't know why I remember that. Byron left the twinch and Marshall. I actually remember. I don't remember a lot of stuff. That one I remembered.
All right. We've got one more before Final Jeopardy. Russell, you need to get this one or you have no shot. And we have 6 points for John, 10 points for Matt. Chocolatey drink and NFC East RB.
NFC what?
East RB.
What chocolatey drink has a mascot?
No idea.
I don't know the name of it. I mean, I know which one does, but I don't think I know.
I bet it ends in E.
I bet it's like a what was it? Witchchester. I bet it's a Witchchester clue.
No, I bet it ends in E. Like, does Yoo-hoo have a mascot?
No, but something else does.
Does Nestle Quick? Nestle Quick's got to have a mascot. What's his name?
Would we like a hint?
We would like a hint, yes.
on the
mascot. Yeah.
John is correct. It is Nesquik.
Yeah, okay. I knew that. I just don't know the freaking there's no way I'm going to pull the name. I know what kind of animal he is, but I don't know what his name is.
Is he a coyote, Matt?
He is not a coyote, John. No. That is the last yes, no question you'll get out of me.
Let's see. What other animals end in E? I have no idea what he is.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what the mascot is, but I'm never going to get the name.
Okay. No, you got nothing, Russell?
No.
I got nothing either.
Come on, Russell. Right. What's the name of that Nestle Quick Rabbit?
It is... Quick E Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, it wasn't E at least. Yes.
Why is it Quick? Oh, is his name Quickie?
Yes.
I did not know his name was Quickie. That is for sure.
Makes sense.
You thought his name was Quick and I just put the E on.
But he's a rabbit. He's a rabbit, I think.
Yes,
I remember
Quickie the rabbit, yes.
He was a rabbit. I do remember the flop.
So you will need your pen. So you'll need your pen and paper for this. Russell, you can wager 0 points. John, you can wager up to 6. And Matt, you can raise wager up to 10. So, I will say that this answer has a full name and an answer I'll accept. If you get the full name, you get the points. If you get the abbreviated version, you don't lose points. You keep the points that you wagered.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want everyone to just lose. Because
full name of the mascot or the player?
The mascot. I'll give that away.
Okay. All right.
Your clue is 59 PPR points in week 15, 2013. And
what year?
59 PPR points in week 15, 2013.
Good point. And, that's a long time ago.
And
some of our listeners weren't even born yet, Nathan.
And arcade.
Arcade?
I should have knew I should have bid zero.
Who's a mascot for what arcade?
You can still bid zero.
I can still bid zero?
I'll go one step further. Kids arcade.
This game's going to Matt.
Okay, I that helps a little bit.
I literally looked at this.
I'm guessing a lot of people did after tomorrow's
week. It's only dudes from like 1940 and 1960 and then Lockett and Kamara who did that.
At the running back position. You said Lockett. No, well, I know that. I think I know the player, but it doesn't fit up with the thing. So maybe I don't. Maybe it isn't the player.
Or maybe you don't know the mascot's name.
I guess that's possible. This better not be some obscure Tampa
arcade.
Pizza place or some shit. Oh, it's Kids Arcade.
Oh, that helps a little.
Yeah, but not really.
Well, let me know when you guys have written down.
I'm ready for a clue about the arcade.
Wait, we're doing clues.
We got a bid. Oh wait, we got to bid. Do bids first.
Yeah. I guess everyone would have to agree once they put their bid to also receive the clue. But also, I'm not really sure how I can give a clue without giving it away.
I'm pretty sure we can just call this game and give it to Matt, to be honest.
Well, I'm ready to hold up my bid if you like.
Okay. And with you have your answer too?
Oh, I need my answer with it?
He wants us to show them both at the same time.
Oh, well then if that's the case, then I'm changing my bid if that's the case.
Yeah. All right, let's just make it simple. Put your answer, put your bid.
Does anybody know the answer? Let's make it simple.
I don't even have a guess. I have a guess for I'm going to write down the things that I were thinking. It's probably none of it is right.
Did you give us the division on the running back or anything? Or was it just
I can give it to you if you want it. Do you want it, Matt?
What?
Do you want the division?
Nope. Sure. Yeah, I'll take the division.
Oh, okay. AFC West.
Okay, that's the running
back. Hold on. AFC West in 2013?
Yes.
Oh.
That does not compute.
Oh, then that's not the right player.
Oh, I know who it is. But I don't know the thing. Wait, AFC West or NFC West?
AFC West.
It's got to be fucking this guy.
It's got to be that
guy. But I don't – that changes now. I definitely don't know the brand if that's the guy.
I'm just going to keep staring at it and hope they somehow fit together.
Well, just put an answer so we can get this over with.
I'm ready. I have nothing.
All right. I have four guesses, two on each side, but I don't know which one. So
do we just want to trash this question then? If you guys are
changing my bid, I'm changing my bid to zero. But yeah, I thought of Clinton Portis first, and then I thought of Jerry Rice, and then I thought Chuck E. Cheese something or other, yes. And also, but the Showtime Gorilla, which I could not remember the name of.
I have Dan Tomlinson as a player with 2013.
I have some news for you. Chuck E. Cheese, his full name is Charles Entertainment Cheese. So it was Jamal Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Oh, good one, Nathan. Wow. All right. I was never getting from Chuck to Charles, but that's good.
I was never going to remember Jamal.
Wait, also,
Charles.
How could you give the full – you couldn't give the full name – the partial name for the clue to make sense. Jamal Chuck? You have to know that he's Charles for that to even work.
It was never going
to
work.
Right, that's the point.
Said you would give partial, or you said you wouldn't lose.
No. The partial point was if you just said Charles E. Cheese.
Oh. Entertainment. I was never going to know that his name was actually Charles ever. Sorry.
Okay.
But it was a fun clue, Nathan.
It was.
It was something.
All right, Matt takes game one. Matt takes the name game 10-6. Russell, I'm going to expect more out of you in this game.
No pressure.
Apex Predator, folks. Apex Predator. I think that this would be more up your alley than Charles Entertainment Cheese. Here we go. MJR. Okay. Here we go. So, our first list is there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There are 10 players that have been the 101 in the history of Dynasty League Football ADP since 2014.
Ooh, right? I like it.
This is totally a Matt question.
Yes. 10 players have been the 101 since Dynasty League Football ADP is currently on the site was created. So, you will go around and name players. Once we'll just say you'll name players. If you get it right, you get a point. If you don't, you don't get a point. But you'll still stay in the category.
So, we're not bidding on this one. We're not saying like I can get two. Okay.
Nope. So, alrighty. We'll start with our guest, Russell.
So you said since 2013.
2014. You're just naming one, to be clear.
I know, but like from 2007 to like 2012, I could have just said Calvin.
Could have said who?
Calvin.
Yes, Calvin. Not Calvin Ridley.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley is correct.
Who's next?
On the board.
Who gets the easy
John. One? We'll go up the L.
I'll say Christian McCaffrey.
Correct.
And I'm out of names.
I'm going to say Odell Beckham.
Correct. Oh,
he was like that. For like 2 years or something. How many more names do you guys have written down?
I wrote down another name, but it's kind of a guess.
I definitely don't have 10.
Oh, Russell, you're up, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Yes.
All right, I'm going to go Julio.
Correct.
Yes.
I have a question. You probably said it already, but if I miss, am I out or do I just not get points?
No point.
Okay. Then I'm going to say Dez Bryant.
Correct.
Oh, man. So I got to think about back before I even played Dynasty.
Oh, Todd Gurley.
Correct.
Ooh, that's a good one. David Johnson.
David Johnson is incorrect.
Oh, darn. I knew he put up a lot of points a long time ago.
Yeah. 2013.
How many is that gone? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There's three left.
Yep.
I'm going to stick with those stud receivers and say AJ Green.
Correct.
What? He was the 101 at some point?
A long time ago. But wow. Before Dez, maybe? Dez, I think.
I'm going to try to pull the rabbit out of the hat here. Josh Gordon.
Nope.
Nice.
Ah.
Three left.
Ooh. Did Amari get up there before OBJ? Amari Cooper.
Nope.
I don't think this is right. Michael Thomas.
Nope. Right now, Matt has three and Russell has three. John has two.
Ooh, I have a guess on one.
Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
Mike Evans.
Oh, nope. I got one.
I have, is it my turn? DeAndre Hopkins.
Correct.
Oh, dang.
LeSean McCoy?
Nope. One answer left. So you just going around and we'll see if Russell ties.
Andy Dalton.
Andy, what? The hell?
I clearly have no more guesses. Did you want me to say that Emmitt Smith? I literally have no more guesses.
Ezekiel Elliott.
No.
Trent Richardson.
Nope.
Blake Bortles.
Nope.
Le'Veon Bell.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good one.
Le'Veon Bell was a decent.
Not good enough.
Yeah. That's only a 102-ish. All right, give me 5 seconds here. Demaryius Thomas.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Bo Jackson.
Nope.
Jordy Nelson.
Nope.
How about what if would you want to like give us something to narrow it down? Like,
can
I don't
anybody
know,
actually get
like a year, like a year maybe or something.
What's the score here?
March 2014.
What's the score here, Nathan?
2014.
Matt has four. Russell has three.
Oh, okay. So Russell could actually catch him.
What
so
was
let's
happening
see.
In 2014?
2 years before I started playing Dynasty, who was the 101 in March?
Is it my turn?
You want me to give a division?
Sure.
Oh.
Wait, is it my turn? Is it my turn?
I don't even know. Whose turn is it?
Yeah, I think it is yours, Matt. Give a turn after Matt. Give a clue after Matt. That way it's kind of even out, you know?
Eddie Lacy.
Nope. Your clue is...
That's a good guess.
NFC North. March 2014.
Only, 7 years ago, you guys.
Did people really like quarterbacks back then in single quarterback leagues? Did people not realize that you didn't have to take quarterbacks early yet?
I don't think we've ever taken quarterbacks number one overall.
I'm just asking.
And one quarterback.
Whose turn is it?
Pretty sure it's you.
Whoever came after goes after me. His turn.
Russell, you might want to guess what you should have guessed before.
Oh,
I think that's it.
Is it
that? That probably is.
What's your answer, Russell?
Calvin?
Correct.
That's what I said.
You didn't? No, you said I should say Calvin and then said a different name.
That's true. You did do that.
You said like if it was like 2007 to 2012, I would just say Calvin Johnson.
Nathan, how old was Calvin Johnson in 2014?
35.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if like
Wait, Larry
Fitzgerald last year was 35?
That might not be true. He's probably 35 now.
He was,
okay.
He retired at.
Yeah.
That would make more sense then.
So it was 7 years ago is 28.
I was going to say, we used to be a lot less ages. Holy crap.
Well, why? I mean, whatever. All right. So I guess all this says is that Russell and Matt split a point for that. There's three Apex Predators. So you guys split the first point.
That seems right. Can't believe
I think it. If you guess Blaze the Big Portals, you automatically disqualify.
I can't believe it was Calvin Johnson if he said his name earlier.
I wanted to say like his name has been said earlier today, but that would have given it away. So, all right. Next one. Our next Apex Predator is in the same vein as the original Apex Predator. And it is, there were 17. Actually, that's not true. There's close to 17 players who were the number one overall scorer in the week this year. Name them.
So quarterbacks included.
No.
No so quarterbacks.
16. Oh, never mind, because somebody might have repeated. I see what you're saying. Okay. Just the top scorer overall. Okay.
Who goes first?
John did the worst, so him.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is correct for now. Who's go next? To Matt.
Matt. Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, week 17. Tyler Lockett. Correct.
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams, week 1.
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley, week 15. Now it's Russell.
Dalvin Cook.
Correct. 2 weeks.
I'm going to say McCaffrey on that week he came back and was huge.
Nope.
Dang. Didn't he still finish like relatively high in running back standings even though he only played just a few games?
Figured that sounds right.
Thought he had to blown up to have gotten there.
Let's see. It's me, right?
Mm-hmm.
George Kittle?
Nope.
DK Metcalf?
Oh, dang it. That was my next guess.
Nope.
Glad we took it. Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Oh, of course. Nice job.
All right. So to see where we're at, we have John at 3, Russell at 2, Matt at 2.
We still have almost 10 left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's some repeats.
And it's my turn, you said?
Yeah.
Did you say it's my turn? James Robinson?
Nope.
Oh.
What is Darren Waller?
Oh, yes. Nice.
That's a good one. I know I got my ass kicked by Deontay Johnson 1 week.
Nope.
Dang.
I mean, you did, but yeah, just
Derrick Henry.
Yep, oh. 3 weeks.
All right. Wow.
How many are left?
Jeez.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and one of them is a repeat. And we're tied up at 3 apiece.
Will Fuller?
Nope.
Justin Jefferson?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, duh. No?
Nope.
Keenan Allen?
Yep. Matt goes to 4.
Odell Beckham?
Nope.
Well, was Corey Davis season? Did he have a big enough week to be the best once?
Nope.
Dang.
AJ Brown, then.
Nope.
I was going to guess both of them. If you,
yeah. I was like, well, just might as well try.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
Stephon Diggs?
Nope.
Kelsey?
Nope.
Whew.
John,
Christian McCaffrey.
Already been said, but you're also correct.
Oh. Oh, Joe Mixon.
Oh, we're giving you a second shot?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I guess not. There you go. There you go, Russ.
Second shot is Joe Mixon. I think we're okay with it.
I was not going to guess that one.
All right, so I mean, John, you're the commissioner. You're allowing it?
I'm not the commissioner, but I never would have guessed Joe Mixon.
Yeah, no, not in a million years.
So I think we give him credit.
Matt, you got Joe Mixon.
Oh, my God, he was actually right.
He had that one big game right before he got hurt, like in week. What, like
oh,
week 3?
Yeah, the week, one was week 3 was good.
Like week 3 or something? Week 4?
That's right.
Matt has 5. John has 3. Russell has 3. And there are 4 players left, unless I forgot to cross off somebody yet.
anybody, Russ. Come on, anybody. Not Wayne Gallman. Not Wayne Gallman. Not Wayne Gallman.
You're gonna do that just like with Calvin Johnson, and it's gonna be the answer.
Shit. David Montgomery?
Nope.
I remember being really pissed when this guy stole a bunch of points from a guy I wanted to score. So I'm gonna guess Nyheim Hines.
Nope.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I keep on forgetting. Before John's next turn, I'll give a breakdown of what's left.
Nick Chubb.
Nope.
Oh, wait, I was the first one to go this round, so that makes sense, yeah.
T.Y. Hilton?
Nope. All right. Do we want just position groups or position with divisions?
Let's go positions first and see if we get anything.
Okay. Two running backs, a wide receiver, and a tight end.
Okay. Can I just say 49ers running back, or do I have to specify? Let's go with Mostert.
Nope.
Richie James, did he have a gigantic game?
He did, but not top overall.
That's a
not
good
number one.
Tight end.
Oh! I'm slightly worried that we might already set the tight end.
We've said Waller, Kelsey.
Oh, we've said okay. Kittle.
Okay, Waller's what? Gone. Waller's
okay.
Gone. Yeah, I said Waller.
Dang, I was going to guess Tonyan.
All right, so then we're just at two running backs and a wide receiver.
All right.
Say it again.
Brandon Cooks.
Already been said. But according to the Matt rule, we.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an off the wall guess, that might be it. Go ahead, take it.
Allen Robinson.
Nope.
Okay, I guess.
Jeff. Yeah, we'll
do one more. We'll do one more round.
It's my turn next, Matt.
We'll do one more round and then we'll do clues again.
Ooh, that's the 49er running back I should have guessed, but I won't guess it now since you got it.
You can. You can steal it.
I don't really care. Robbie Anderson.
Nope.
I'll go with Jeff Wilson Jr. then.
Nope.
Dang it.
Antonio Gibson?
Nope. All right, here are your clues.
Oh, I have one.
You get your clues anyways.
Okay, fine.
Two NFC North running backs, one AFC North wide receiver.
Wait, what were the running backs?
I know.
Two
one.
NFC North running backs.
Chase okay. Claypool.
Damn correct. It, John. That was mine. Aaron Jones.
I guess correct. Deontay Johnson, not Chase Claypool. How did I do that?
All right. So we're at six Matt, four John, three Russell, and
game over.
There's only one left. There's only one left.
Matt has clinched it, but there's still one NFC North running back to go.
DeAndre Swift.
No, unless once again I forgot to cross it off. There's a slight.
Dalvin Cook has been said.
Okay, then it's over.
Oh my god!
You are losing us.
Yes, you definitely lost there this episode, go. Nathan.
All right, we're going a bit long here. It's gonna be a long game night. So we'll.
Would you say you didn't cross the boxes? I mean, you didn't give somebody points for them because I'm pretty sure Russ said Dalvin Cook.
And Darren Waller.
Russ should be tied. Russ should have got the win.
No, listen. Oh, I wish I had known how many doubles there were. Because Matt had six, John had four, Russell had three. So, I mean, 13. And there were multiple winners. So, yeah. Or, you know what I mean.
All right. Sorry, all right. I tried, Russ.
All right. So, actually, I think that means that. Yep. That nope. Actually, doesn't. Never mind. Sorry. It doesn't mean that Matt clinches this game because
we have a half point on the first one.
Yeah, and Russell could tie him, and then yes, there's a way for Russell to pull this out here. All right. Next, we have the tight end.
I got shut out in the first one.
No, you got half a point, dude.
In the first of the Apex.
Well, we're scoring by each game. So, like, I won the first game. This is the second game, but it's the third point of the second game.
It just feels like it's been an entire night already.
Yeah.
Well, all right, we'll do things quickly.
We're only halfway done.
No, we're not. We're almost done. Here we go. Tight ends. How many tight ends were the tight end overall, one overall this year? Go.
Wait, I'm just naming them, or I'm writing.
To give us the number, and then you got to give us the order to go. And Nathan,
I know. It looks like 12. Maybe 11.
Wow. Wait, what? Wait, 12 tight ends scored as the number one overall player? Oh, as the tight end one.
Yes.
Got it. Got it.
All right. That's a lot of tight ends.
And so Russell was the worst in the last round, so we'll start with him.
Travis Kelce.
Seems like correct. A good guess.
There are one, two, I'm making sure I cross all these off. There are only 2 weeks of Travis Kelce.
Darren Waller. Is it? Wait, damn it. Is it my turn?
It's not your turn.
Darren Waller. You know, I mean, that's an obvious one, but like.
Zero. Darren Waller, there are one, two, three Darren Waller weeks.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Irv Smith.
There is one Irv Smith week.
George Kittle.
There is one George Kittle week.
I'm going to go back to Tonyan.
Hold on. Slow down. Russell said Kittle, right? Okay. I do have some bad news, John. Tonyan is incorrect.
That's a shame.
That three touchdown really? Game was not tied in one.
It's crazy.
Wow. Oh, was that the Kittle week? Must have been. Wow.
Dallas Goedert.
Correct. Two.
Mark Andrews?
Correct. One.
Jimmy Graham.
Correct. One. Two tight ends left.
Two?
And one. Yep. And
what's the score?
Russell has three. John has two. Matt has two.
Man.
Had a weird one.
So there were less than 11, obviously. There was like nine.
Jordan Reed?
Nope.
How about Trey Burton?
Nope.
Yes. Oh, no. Thank God. I'm glad you said that because I was going to say him. Noah Fant.
Nope.
Ooh.
Trey
Burton was like my last name written down when we were all out of names.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Hawkinson?
Nope.
Evan Ingram?
Nope.
Gesicki?
Nope. And after Matt, we're doing a clue.
Dalton Schultz.
Nope. All right. Your clue is... I should make sure I'm remembering this guy's team correctly.
Oh, I wonder if it's Jack O'Shaughnessy or whatever that... remember, Matt? Remember how good...
Oh, whatever. Good thing we made that trade. I mean, didn't make that trade.
AFC South tight end and AFC North tight end.
Those are the two. I have two names written down, and they both fit those divisions.
AFC South and AFC North?
Correct.
Whose turn is it?
Russell.
Darren Fells?
No.
John Yu?
No.
Dang!
Oh, how about Firkser?
Correct.
Son of a... Firkser. All
right. Okay. And what was the other clue?
AFC North.
AFC North.
Firkser never made it, or Tonyan never made it, but Firkser did.
Hooper?
That's the name. Say I again? Down.
Hooper?
Nope.
Oh, crap.
That's one. Oh, wait a minute. Ebron?
Nope.
I got it. I'm gonna pull the Firkser on you, Russ. It's what's the other guy? Harrison Bryant.
Oh, correct. Yes.
And Matt Price has won Dynasty Game Night. He's won Game 2 by a score of 2.5-0. John barely showed up. and he has won both games. So now we can speed through some fake news. John said he was excited pre-podcast. Or maybe, I don't know when you said it. It was probably like 3 hours ago at this point. But what's that?
Fake news is the best. We had so much fun with this game when we did it.
All right. So the theme of fake news this evening is fantasy football podcasts. So the requirement is I have to be able to search it on the Apple Podcast app. And if it came up, it's a podcast. If it didn't come up, it's not a podcast. So if people come and say, I have a podcast with that name, it's not in the Apple Store.
I have to say that the current host's views and statements do not reflect that of DLF or DGN or any of the enterprises there within, in case any podcasts are offended for being on this list. Thank you.
So wait, we're naming real podcasts?
Some real and some fake. Great. Have you never played fake news, Russ?
Wait, we are legit just, we're your guessing podcasts. That's all you want to do?
No, no.
He's going to tell us a name, okay, and then we're going to say fake or not fake.
Okay, okay, gotcha. Okay, that's what, okay. Ooh, that makes sense.
Do you want us to hold it up, or are we just doing it old school style?
No, no, no. Just say, we'll just go around. Yes, no, yes, no, so.
Okay.
So Nathan came up with a bunch of names for podcasts that he wants to put out into the world so that he can claim that he named them when somebody uses that name.
How many of these are domain names already?
All right. First up, the Dynasty Dude.
Real.
Wait a minute. Real? Is this like current? Like they exist right now?
If you search it in the podcast app,
okay,
it shows up or doesn't show up if it's fake.
Got it.
I'll say real.
I'll say real.
Like I can actually, I can't think of his name. I'm blanking.
Weren't you two the Dynasty Dudes?
They were with a Z, but there's a Dynasty Dude. I'm trying to remember. Like I can picture the guy. I can't remember his name.
You're all correct. There is a Dynasty Dude, and Russell and I sent a cease and desist as soon as he created this podcast.
Really?
No, I mean, we did not send a cease and desist.
Who is it? No, who is it that hosts it? Oh my God.
To be nicer, I should have looked up their names, but I didn't want to do that.
Some nerd.
All right. Next. Run, pass, catch.
No.
I'll say yes.
I'll say no, because I've never heard of that one.
John.
Point.
I just test the theory out if we were doing the thing where everything you said was real, like I do sometimes.
Corey Evans. That's it. I knew it. I actually almost even said, I think it's a Corey.
Next, the fantasy football factor.
Ooh. Yes. Actually, that's a yes.
Fake news.
No. Nope, that's real.
Russell and Matt are correct.
It's factory, John.
Okay.
All my scouring Twitter at 2 a.m. looking through random people's fantasy stuff. Paying off here really well.
With that level of grooming, Russ, I cannot believe that you are on Twitter at any time of the day. I feel like you spend all your time making sure that goatee is just like perfect.
This is all just how it grows, sadly. That's all I got. All right.
Next one. Fantasy football advice.
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say yes because that is generic enough to exist.
No.
But if you Google fantasy football advice podcast, I bet it's the top one.
John and Matt are correct. So we're tied 3-3-3.
I mean, it's a good name. I bet that's the most searched term.
It's optimal SEO or whatever they call it.
Next, bunk bed breakdowns.
Oh, that's real.
I think Nathan got really creative. I'm going to say no.
I think that one is real, actually.
I like the name.
Everybody's answered. I think that's isn't that Mike Me Up? Isn't that guy? One of those guys.
Okay, so John said fake and the other two said real?
Yeah.
I think you're right, Matt.
Matt and Russell got it.
Dang it. I should know that one too. That's bad.
I've never listened, but I think it exists.
I like Mike.
All right, next one. The fantasy flop.
What? How many podcasts does Davis have? No.
If that's a real one, then they missed out. They should have added sweat to the end of that title.
I'm gonna say no, but I actually love
I'm gonna say Nathan is dying. Nathan made this one up and he's so tickled by it he can't even like speak.
All right, so this one's obviously
what are the official answers?
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
And Russell and John get the points.
All right, so now that we know it's fake, you guys all have to give who's your host of the fantasy flop.
You said I'm the one who's making fun of people. You would call me
flop. I plead the fifth on this one.
Martin Short.
I would have said Derek McCreath, but he finally won a league. So.
Oh. I'll go over Zet because I think it'd be entertaining.
There we go. All right, so scores right now, Russell 5, Matt 4, Bosch 4. I can't read my own handwriting. Here we go. Next one, draft and chill.
Oh, draft and chill.
That's real.
No.
Dynasty and chill is, isn't it?
Oh, damn it.
I think I'm going to say fake. I think Nathan mixed it up just enough on us.
So what's your official answers, everybody?
Fake.
I said real, but I'd like to change it, but I won't.
Okay, so Russell and John get the points.
You switched up Dynasty and chill, didn't you?
Yep.
Yes, that was one of my more amazing ones. Beer-fueled fantasy football.
That's real.
That's true.
Okay, sure.
That's hot. That's hop. I'm in a league with him.
All right. So we're at 6-6-5. Matt's on the bottom.
That's what she said.
Next one.
No time, but she did.
Hey-o.
All right. We got we'll do two more.
I like when Matt gets my references.
You know what? Three more. The Dynasty Defenseman.
I'll say fake. I like it, though. Like the IDP podcast, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with my poker read here. As Nathan said it, he turned his shoulder.
So I was looking at the scores.
What'd you say, Russ?
Fake.
I'll say fake, too.
And John?
I said fake right away.
All right. Fake all around. You all got points.
How many are left?
We're going to do two more.
Matt's okay. Trying to game theory out here.
I mean, I learned from the best, John.
Clearly, the person that's in the lead has to go first, right?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess. That'll be Russell. All right. Two more. The Fantasy Whisperers.
No.
That's a clever name.
I think if that's a real name, they need to change it.
Fake.
Are you waiting for me, John?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you.
I'll say real.
I think it's fake. I was hoping you'd both go one way, so I'd go the other.
Fake, right?
I'm the last. I'm the one who's got to answer differently.
I don't think you're in last.
And now you're tied. Everyone's tied. 7-7-7.
Oh, dang. It paid off.
Wow.
That's a real one.
Last one.
Wait, was Fantasy Whisperers real?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sad.
And the last one. Unless there's a tie, then I have one more. Quarterback question.
With an S or no S? One question or plural questions?
They're like the quarterback question. Like it's a Superflex podcast, obviously. And they answer the quarterback question. I'll say fake. But I'm glad I gave it a description of what it should be.
If you could get on Twitter and tell these guys what they should do for their show next week, John, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think I have a place to do that, but okay.
What did you say, John? Fake?
I went fake, so go for the win, Matt.
I'll say real.
All right, Russ, now you get a pick.
Fake.
It is fake.
Oh.
All right, so it's tie between me and Russ.
Tie between Russell and John.
Ooh.
It's 8-8. And our last one. How should we decide who gets the answer first?
So we should probably write it down and hold it up if you want
to. But then there's going to tie again. Maybe.
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, we could easily tie again if we say it back.
You could
to do back.
A question at a different game. Like you could pick out a random Apex Predator question or something.
It doesn't matter. We can tie the game.
Just know where it can finish.
We can tie the game and it doesn't matter.
I have a tiebreaker. Okay.
Tiebreaker to be the loser.
What?
Nothing. Ignore me.
Matt's just gloaty because he already won the night.
All right. Last one for the game, and then we will do the next part.
The next part?
That's usually how it goes. You do this part, and then you do the next part.
The Dynasty Divide.
I like that name. I'm going to say real.
Fake.
It is fake. Russell wins. All right.
Good job, Russell.
Nice work, Russ.
But as Matt mentioned, that none of that mattered.
He made it real clear that none of it mattered. Before he congratulated me.
I was just trying to be more efficient and save time, you guys. That's all.
All right, just for fun, we're not going to go through it all because it'll take too long. But in the Apex Predator of the top weekly scorer, there was actually only one quarterback in traditional quarterback scoring to be the top scorer in a week this year. Can anyone throw out any guesses?
Wait, every week?
Josh Allen.
Every single week. There was only one.
Every single week, one quarterback was the quarterback one?
No.
He's no. Saying
there was one quarterback that finished as a top player.
Got it.
I my guess is Josh Allen.
Nope.
It's probably not Mahomes. Kyler? Like, it's not something obvious.
Kyler? All right, hint. Started less than 16 years.
Dak Prescott.
Nope.
Ooh.
Did Fitzmagic have like a magical blow up game?
No.
NFC Graham East.
Harrell. Alex Smith.
I already said Dak Prescott.
Alex Smith. Nope. Come on. Be Alex Smith for Sal. Aw.
Jalen Hurts.
Correct.
yeah. That would have been a good tiebreaker.
That should, that would have taken us another at least 20 minutes.
Man, if that were me and you, we would have been going back and forth.
I wouldn't have remembered Jalen Hurts at all.
Nope. You only had two other quarterbacks to choose.
Well, yeah. I mean, eventually, given the division, I think we would have gotten there.
Oh, I'm saying if we had the precursor. But yeah. All right, Nathan, wrap us up or whatever you're going to do.
It's their podcast. They should wrap it up.
Matt's going to take us out.
I am not. You brought us in. You take us out.
All right, Russell, thanks for joining us. Russell, you give everybody your information, where they can find you and everything.
Sure. You can follow me at Russell J. Clay on Twitter, and I write for fantasyguru.com, so come check us out there.
Nathan, thank you for hosting. give everybody your information.
DLF Commissioner Chronicles on the DLF YouTube channel and Dice Trade Cast on Word of His Radio. Make sure to support both and appreciate you. Love you guys.
At NPALFF. Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us. You can follow Matt at MPricer. You can follow me at EmpireFFL. Everybody, enjoy. I hope you enjoyed this show. Enjoy the off season. Let's have a little fun with the dynasty factor of Dynasty Game Night. We can actually do some dynasty fantasy football enjoyment. So thank you, everybody. Russell Fisher, thank you for editing. You can follow him at Russell Fisher FF.
Whispers.
All right, I don't want to hit a stop button. I'm just going to hit the stop button after everything.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.